What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at FightfulSelect.com. It is WrestleMania week. Told you I was going to do an extra Q&A show. We're doing that. I'm doing another one next week. Not as many questions this go around, but I know that Jimmy Van had his, so a lot of you kind of got those in. But reminder, if you are a subscriber to Fightful Select, you get to ask unlimited questions. My God. My God. Unlimited questions. Let's go ahead and get into it. There aren't that many today, but let's go. Jonathan said, there are what, 19 shows this weekend from Wednesday to next Tuesday? How many are you going to watch? Well, let me count. Raw, SmackDown, WrestleMania, NXT, Ring of Honor, New Japan, Janela 1, Janela 2, Penis Party, Impact Wrestling, Bloodsport. That's off the top of my head. Off the top of my head, 10. Probably going to be more that I got to fit in there as well. So at least 10 from that perspective. I'm sure there's one that I'm missing. Usually what happens is I have somebody that I've interviewed that says, hey, you take a look at this show, and sends me like a discount code or something. Any big surprises for WrestleMania, or is it pretty much set? There were some that they were working on. Once the day of WrestleMania comes, I don't post stuff like that on there. I passed on posting the Ronda Rousey stuff several years ago when she showed up with The Rock, and that would have been one of my first big scoops. To me, like, what's the point in me putting that out there a few hours before WrestleMania? Like, before a Raw or a SmackDown, don't much mind it, man. That stuff gets the type of attention that I need and can really help out my career and Fightful, but I think it's WrestleMania is a special day, and it doesn't affect us from a journalistic standpoint to post something like that. But it's always hard to tell about big surprises for WrestleMania because people will be there that you would expect to be on the show that aren't used at all. If you were in charge of bringing up Matt Riddle to the main roster, how would you introduce him? Well, I would introduce him as a main eventer immediately. And I know a lot of people are like, oh man, you can't job out Brock like that. You can job out Brock like that. I would have Matt Riddle show up the night after WrestleMania or the week after the Saudi Arabia show, beat the living shit out of Brock Lesnar, send him packing until SummerSlam, have Matt Riddle in a major push until then, and then you run that back, Riddle versus Lesnar at SummerSlam. And you make him seem special immediately. That's how you get somebody over. You make them seem special. Reed says, I think Killer Kross is an amazing talent, especially in his promos. What are your thoughts on his potential in the wrestling business? He has the gimmick that Stone Cold Steve Austin originally wanted for Stone Cold Steve Austin. The calculated, methodical guy. He looks like a star. He wrestles like a star. I know he's got a background in shoot fighting. Phil Baroni called him out in our interview. I love Killer Kross as a talent. I think his promos are good. I think his work is good. I think he has it. He can work from a serious aspect. He can work from a comedic aspect if he's required. He's a very versatile performer in that regard. I think a lot of Killer Kross, and it's not a surprise that WWE wanted him, to be honest with you. Out of Becky, Seth, Kofi, who do you think will lose at Mania? We've been getting this question a lot. I think it'll be Seth because of the Saudi Arabia show if they have to have one lose. Because Brock's going to carry that title into Saudi Arabia if they can. But that show is now in June, so I don't know if they'll do that or not. It'd be real dumb, in my opinion, to go April and May, no title. As you mentioned before, sometimes WWE can be lazy with their creative. What do you think it takes for them to start being more creative as writers? Vince McMahon not changing everything. And you have to have a fire lit under them. And I don't know. I don't speak to enough writers these days to know if that's the case. But I speak to enough to know that Vince changes almost everything anyway to the point where... 80-85% of the ideas that are put out there don't end up happening. I think you got to let creative writers be creative. Scale it back a little bit, you know, don't let them do anything crazy, but hey. Simon says, any word on if the Usos plan on re-signing with WWE? Well, they did. Signed for 5 years. This was a good deal. WWE really, really wanted them badly. Did Tyler Breeze make someone mad? Why is he rarely on TV and not including superstars? I don't know. I mean, what do you want Tyler Breeze to do? I mean, he's had a few showcase matches, but he is a tag team wrestler with Fandango when he can appear. He's a funny guy, but I don't know. When I saw that gimmick in NXT, I was like, it's like Rick the Model Martel Light. Very nice guy. Very entertaining guy on Up, Up, Down, Down. Does it always translate to the ring? I don't know. He's good in the ring. He's changing up his look. He's doing things to get noticed and get some attention. No, people like Tyler Breeze. I don't want to say everybody I've talked to likes Tyler Breeze, but usually if somebody is disliked, wrestlers aren't really that hesitant to tell me that somebody's disliked. Never heard a negative thing about Tyler Breeze. Rob says, we both know not everyone can get pushes in WWE at the same time. With that said, who is someone you'd like to see get a big singles push, male or female? I'd like to see Apollo Crews as a heel. I think he's too white meat to even be a babyface. But if he was white meat as a heel, I think that could be very interesting. Big push, I don't know. Angry old man Shelton Benjamin would be one. I think that he could play a grizzled vet who is really upset that a lot of people are getting opportunities that he didn't. I think that he could play that very, very well. Andrade, if he went into like most valuable player mode, not MVP the wrestler, I think that could be very good. On the women's side, most of those women have already gotten big pushes. I would like to see Dana Brooke get a chance because I don't know what she has to offer. I know that she's gotten herself in very, very good shape of late, and I know that she's improved a lot in the ring of late. However, it's really hard for me to tell in 3-4 minute matches how much she has improved. So I would like to see her get at least an opportunity at it, maybe a 10-minute match. I don't know if that's a big push, but also Ember Moon, I think you got to develop some sort of character or go heel with her. Ember Moon and Ruby Riott would be good selections as well. Who do you think will win the Battle Royals for both the men and female matches? If not Braun, then it really should be EC3. You got to kickstart him. My God, you got to kickstart him. He is too good to miss. He's one that should get a big push. He can go in the ring. He can go on the mic. Women, it's probably going to be Lacey Evans. I would like to see Ruby Riott win it. That's what I would like to see. Wanting to branch out from WWE this Mania weekend, where should I start and what can't I miss? The Janela Spring Break shows from an entertainment standpoint are can't miss. I am interested to see what Rob Van Dam can bring to the table at this stage of his career on the Impact show. I am always interested in Bloodsport because I come from a catch wrestling background and I love that aspect of things. Also, just to see what Penis Party is, that would be interesting. There are a lot of big-time matches on that ROH New Japan show, though. There are a ton. That's where I would start if you want pure wrestling. If you want entertainment, the Janela shows. Early prediction for SummerSlam main event? Rollins versus Reigns. Just a prediction. Any word on Sami Zayn and Fandango and when they might be back in the fold? Both were getting ready last I heard. Sami Zayn was good to go the last I heard. And Fandango, I know had been doing some WWE digital stuff, but I don't know what his status is. I know he was in really good shape, though. A lot of people were talking about that. How long do you think the winner of WrestleMania main event carries both belts? Oh, man. So that's where you hamstring yourself, right? Is you put both belts on somebody, and they got to lose one soon. You can't have it on there too long. I would say Money in the Bank night. You have the winner of the Money in the Bank cash in and win one of those titles. That way, it's a cheap, easy way to get that title, one of those titles off of somebody. Predictions on NXT call-ups for the next shakeup. I wouldn't call anybody up. Maybe just Shayna Baszler. But then I think the horsewomen need her, so I wouldn't call anybody up. Because they've got a shit ton of people they're not doing anything else with. It's horrible. Miserable. So I'm going to predict that they don't call up anybody. Maybe one person from UK or something like that. You've given your predictions, but who would you like to see win the matches at Mania this year? Well, let's take a look. The SmackDown Tag Team Championships, I wouldn't mind seeing Nakamura and Rusev win. And I especially wouldn't mind seeing Ricochet and Aleister Black lose. That way, it could be them losing all three titles in a week, or losing all three title matches in a week. Then maybe they can do something together. The Women's Battle Royal, I would like it to be Asuka. That way, people wouldn't troll my personal Instagram and call me a smug cunt face for saying that Asuka's going to be okay for her to be in the quote-unquote Jobber Battle Royal. Keep in mind, Braun Strowman is also in one. I want Kofi Kingston to win. I would love for the Divas of Doom to win the women's tag titles. Mainly because I want to see a singles match between them and Bayley and Sasha. Reigns beating McIntyre is the way to go. Balor beating Lashley, sure, why not? I don't give a damn about that match. Samoa Joe against Rey Mysterio, I don't really care about that match either. It'll be good, but I'd like to see Joe win because Joe should be a main eventer. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, I would like to see either EC3 or Braun win that. AJ Styles versus Randy Orton, AJ works best there. Shane McMahon versus The Miz, The Miz works best there as well. Unless you have Shane cheat to win, and that's possible. I mean, cheat in a Falls Count Anywhere match, what is that? But I'd like to see the Mean Street Posse help him out. Triple H versus Batista. Wouldn't hate to see Batista win this. I really wouldn't. Triple H is just not... He doesn't do it for me. Doesn't do it for me anymore. But Triple H isn't going to retire. Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin. I would love to see Kurt Angle squash Baron Corbin, then face John Cena and beat him in an actual match. Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese. Tony Nese, sure, why not? Just because, I mean, nobody's paying attention to 205 Live these days, unfortunately. Lesnar versus Rollins. Rollins, because I want to see Rollins actually carry the title on TV every week, man. I want to see the top prize on that show be competed for on that show. In the main event, I want Becky Lynch to win that. It's her moment. It's her time. It's the right move. That's what I want to see, personally. Ellen says, I recently listened to you and Jimmy Van discussing last year's Fastlane preview on Listen Your Boy. You mentioned how you were going to watch the next VR highlights package. What were your thoughts on watching it in VR, and do you know if TakeOver or WrestleMania is going to be filmed in VR? I don't know, and I haven't got to do that yet because I don't have a VR set. I didn't get that opportunity yet, but hopefully soon. I would really, really like to do that. Someone says, what is your favorite in-ring memory from you wrestling? Oh, man. We used to do a lot of, like, pretty much outlaw shows at our gym to get people in the door for open houses. Those were fun, but the first time that we wrestled in front of a crowd, myself and one of my wrestling coaches, that was cool. That's the main guy I wrestled virtually throughout my few dozen or so matches was him, because I wanted to be better at this job, and I wanted to learn from a guy like him and work and find out personally what works and what doesn't. That way I'm not out here screaming into the dark about shit that I've never done, and that was the best experience. And then healing a church crowd with by singing "Our Sean is an Awesome Sean." That was a fun one. Thank you guys. Remember Q&A again next week. We're out.